AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nancy Reagan's funeral is about to get started in Simi Valley, California. Former President George W. Bush, First Lady Michelle Obama, and three former First Ladies are there. The people attending the funeral include Tom Selleck, Mr. T, and singer Johnny Mathis. Nancy Reagan will be buried next to her husband, former President Ronald Reagan, who died in 2004. In the Republican race for president, Marco Rubio wants to defeat Donald Trump in Ohio by telling people there to vote for John Kasich. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Rubio's spokesman says Kasich, Ohio's governor, is the only GOP candidate who can beat Trump there. Rubio himself concedes Kasich has a better shot than him in Ohio, but in his own home state.
A vote for Ted Cruz or a vote for John Kasich in Florida is a vote for Donald Trump.
Rubio says he's had no conversations with either Cruz or Kasich about teaming up to beat Trump.
People put stuff on Twitter all the time. This is stuff from like House of Cards. That's not real life.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nielsen says nearly 12 million people watched last night's GOP debate in Miami. It drew the second fewest viewers of all the debates this season. Floodwaters in Shreveport, Louisiana have swallowed Jeanette Kron's marina.
Emotionally, a mess. But it'll be okay.
Swollen rivers and creeks in Louisiana have led to widespread flooding, prompting rescues from scores of homes. The severe weather is moving east. A rescue crew has evacuated 10 people from four Tennessee homes that were surrounded by floodwaters from an overflowing river. Puerto Rico's health department is reporting 201 confirmed Zika cases. There are warnings the U.S. territory could face an epidemic of the mosquito-borne virus. A suspended Arkansas judge, Wade Naramore, pleaded not guilty to negligent homicide in the death of his 18-month-old son in a hot car last summer. This is AP Radio News. Some changes at the top at the Wounded Warrior Project.
The Wounded Warrior Project has fired two top officials after reports that big money was being spent on extravagant parties and overhead. CBS reported that the Wounded Warrior Project spends as much as half of the money it takes in on overhead, while similar charities spend as little as 10%. Wounded Warrior CEO Steve Nardizzi and COO Al Giordano reportedly were fired. The organization's financial statements will now be independently audited. I'm Rita Foley.
Johnny Manziel's focus recently hasn't been on football.
She said her boyfriend had beat her up.
The troubled quarterback has been released by the Cleveland Browns. That announcement made today. Manziel was drafted in the first round in 2014, but for the Browns, he was a two-year headache that wouldn't go away. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.